And when did you retire?
Well, that's fairly easy for me to remember. It was the day, I'd never done a day's work after the day of the stroke, which was September in 1998. From that day, I never done a day's work. Although the hospital were very, very kind, obviously there was sick leave which went on, and then I must imagine it's still the same within hospitals. Even doctors, you have to see staff health, what they call staff health, and I had a couple of appointments with them, and they said that they was ever so sorry, but unfortunately I would have to finish. Because, and I could understand that, you know, I was walking around a bit like peg leg out of off of a boat. I was a bit wayward, so I understood that. But they said it doesn't mean to say you can't work anymore, but I'm afraid you just can't do the job that you was doing. So I decided, well, that's it. You know, it's got to take a special person to take me on, and the only job that would managed to do properly would be answer a telephone. And in this day and age with internets and emails and telephones are virtually out. So no, I gracefully took retirement at 59 years old, 1998. Does get a little bit harder than a normal guy who retires. If you normal retire at 65, you got your plans, play a bit more golf, do a bit more fishing. Can't manage any of them things. Even if I fit them well, I don't think I could play golf. But no, it's I'm a bit restricted in what I can do, but I still manage to amuse myself. I refuse to turn television on in the mornings. That's a simple answer. But no, reading, try and help a bit out in the garden, if possible. If I stay too long, my sensations come in, my legs get big as dustbin lids. They don't, but they feel like. So no, but I can still drive. That's the main thing. I can do anything sat down. So we do all right. I do all right.
So what keeps you going in life?
Amusement, I think. I've always been somebody laugh and a joke, and I can never take things serious. Not even now. My sister says we're built like my father. My sister's riddled with arthritis and various things, but she's always laughing. I'm much the same, and neither of us knows when we got a pain. I can't moan about it. So I just really, daft as it sounds, enjoys life. It's as simple as that, and that really keeps me going, because I think some people, we're all different, but some people you see or talk to or you see down the supermarket, life can be so unhappy for some people. I said to the wife, if I get like that, shoot me, because I just can't be like that. So it's going back to the start of diabetes. If anyone from now on gets told, unfortunately, I think you're diabetic, I've only got one good message to say, is practice being a good one from day one. You can get away with it for years. You find yourself, oh, I could eat that. It didn't upset me. I wasn't ill. You won't be. You can do it again the next day. It's a year or two's time. It all comes knocking on your door, and then you wished you didn't do it from day one. That's all I can say. Don't do it.